You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, here we go, everybody. Let's plate this thing on a Thursday, March 21st, and a Friday, March 22nd, another edition of Locked On Lions, right here in the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. What's going on, everybody? Matt Derry and you on this Thursday into Friday. NCAA tournament underway, games galore. I'll be up late at 10 p.m. tonight watching my Syracuse Orange. Locked On Lions, always you can find on our home, megaphone.fm. But now you can get Locked On Lions on the brand new podcasting app, Himalaya, as well as Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify. And when you get in your car, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Lions. Find me on Twitter, Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks on Twitter. Your comments always welcome. And, of course, on the Matt Derry Facebook fan page as well. Yes, I did see your Twitter comment yesterday, Loosh, about Connor Cook. I mentioned yesterday that the Lions don't have a backup quarterback. And my guy, Loosh Philbin, said, oh, wait a minute, what about Connor Cook? Please. I was a huge Connor Cook fan in college. I thought Connor Cook was a really good football player at Michigan State, a good leader. I never cared about whether he was a captain or not. All he did was win, and he made some big-time throws at MSU all those years. But now, no, he's not an NFL quarterback, not at all. And he's going to be a developmental guy, and he's a number three at best for the Lions, who signed him right at the end of the season. So, no, I think the Lions' search for a backup quarterback continues, and we touched on that yesterday. Any of the podcasts that you missed, go back on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts and check it out. Coming up on the show today, we do have a signing by the Lions today. They have brought in a free agent tight end. We'll tell you who that is momentarily. Justin Houston will not be coming to Detroit. Instead, he goes to Indianapolis. This is a guy that I would have loved to see the Lions fork over some cash to. We'll talk about that. One former Lion has found a new home, a current Lion has taken a pay cut, and the Lions are reportedly working out a 5th to 7th round cornerback as part of their workout series, where they can bring in, I think it's 30 guys to work out in Allen Park before the draft. We'll tell you who that guy is coming up as well right here on Locked On Lions. First things first, I got to give a shout out and a thank you. We have no affiliation here on Locked On Lions to the actual Detroit Lions. They don't pay me. They don't invite me to do anything. They were great to me last year in allowing me to come into training camp, and they've credentialed me in the past. And you can go back to Bill Keenest, who was always good to me, Matt Barnhart, and now the director of media relations, Eamon Reynolds. And I want to thank Eamon, because I know sometimes he listens to the show, for coming in today to our U of D Jesuit High School career fair and talking to the guys. We held a career fair today. Kyle Bogie from The Ticket was there as well, and some other people that I graciously asked to come, and they did. But Eamon, this is free agency time. It's a busy time. And yet he came in and stood at a table and talked to our students about being in media relations, and I really appreciate Eamon Reynolds, one of the best, and a guy that I think everybody really likes, who runs the Lions Media Relations, for coming in today. All right, Lions had a signing today, as I just talked about, and in fact, Logan Thomas. Now, some of you remember Logan Thomas from college. He was a sort of scrambling, out-of-the-pocket quarterback at Virginia Tech that was a bigger quarterback than I think people thought. When you see a guy listed, but Logan Thomas has officially signed with the Lions. They have signed him as a free agent. He spent the last two seasons with the Buffalo Bills and was actually in Detroit in 2016 for a grand total of 2 days on the Lions practice squad. He converted from quarterback after being drafted in the 4th round of the 2014 draft by Arizona. He got cut and converted to tight end. Very good athlete. And was on the Lions practice squad for 2 days in 2016 before the Bills signed him to the active roster. Played 2017 and 2018 with Buffalo, made 19 catches for 144 yards, one touchdown in Buffalo. No one knows what the contract is for or worth, but the Lions made it official today on their Twitter by showing the picture of Logan Thomas signing his contract. Now, of course, the Lions have added tight end Jesse James on a 4-year, $26 million deal. Some of their own free agent tight ends, like Levine Toilolo and Luke Wilson, remain unsigned and are currently free agents. And, you know, we've touched on where the Lions need to go and a position of need. And look, signing Logan Thomas to a contract does not necessarily mean he was kind of a second, third tight end for Buffalo and played against the Lions this last year. But that doesn't mean that, oh, now that the Lions have James and Thomas, that they're not going to draft T.J. Hockenson or Noah Fant at number 8. I still think that's on the table. But in bringing in Logan Thomas, it is another tight end that this team needs to take a close look at. And if you look at it now and you say, okay, well, Jesse James, Logan Thomas, and Michael Roberts, maybe the Lions aren't going to touch another tight end. It's a thought, but it's not like Logan Thomas, you know, caught 80 passes in a year or in 2 years, or was this, you know, this is a guy that was a converted quarterback. So I like the move. I think it's solid. It's probably a low budget type situation. And the Lions still have plenty of money, probably around $26 million to play with in free agency if they so choose. And obviously they got to sign some rookies, maybe make a trade. Who knows? But Logan Thomas is the newest member of your Detroit Lions. A very, very interesting story, no doubt about it. Big guy, big target, and like I said, converted quarterback. We're number 82 and was a member of the Bills the last couple of seasons. And we'll see what he can do and if that could be a guy that can make an impact for Detroit this year and beyond. All right, speaking of making an impact for the Lions, this was very, very interesting today and something that I didn't expect to see. But according to ESPN, Tavon Wilson, the Lions' free agent safety, or not, I shouldn't say free agent safety, veteran safety, 29 years of age, came over, of course, a couple of years ago from the Patriots and has been with this team for a while. According to ESPN, Tavon Wilson has agreed to take a pay cut, was scheduled to make $2.15 million this year, and is instead going to drop down to $1 million for this season. As Kyle Meinke wrote on MLive.com today, or excuse me, Nate Atkins wrote this, give Nate some props, quote, it's a move that helps Wilson stay on a changing defensive roster. He represented $2.9 million in potential savings that the Lions moved on from the final year of his contract this spring. Now he can make the $1 million salary as well as up to $853,000 in bonuses if he sticks around all season. We just spoke the other day with Andrew Adams, the free safety ex of the Tampa Bay Bucks, who has signed a one-year deal with the Lions. They, of course, also have Quandre Diggs coming back and Tracy Walker. Glover Quinn is gone. But, you know, you look at the depth that the Lions have at safety right now with Diggs, Walker, Andrew Adams, and Tavon Wilson, and that's not bad. I've always liked Tavon Wilson. You know, he's played his entire career for either the Patriots or the Lions, 15 games last year, 36 tackles and a sack. You look at the cap space now, it's right around $30 million, according to Atkins. They still have the offer sheet out to Malcolm Brown, the running back from the Rams. But, you know, look, smart financial move. Give Tavon Wilson credit. Maybe he gets a pat on the back from the Lions and a guarantee that he'll be back with the team. A veteran player that can play special teams, but also when he's out there doesn't really hurt the team and can be a sort of a backup strong safety to a Quandre Diggs. So a little bit of a surprise today, but yes, Tavon Wilson is in fact staying with the Lions, but his number goes down from $2.15 to $1 million with the organization. One of Tavon Wilson's former teammates has found a new home. We'll tell you who that is next. Locked On Lions for a Thursday into Friday. Matt Derry with you. Stick with us. All right, welcome back. Locked On Lions for this Thursday into Friday. Matt Derry with you on a quiet day. Certainly talking to NFL football and the Lions with you. Nevin Lawson has found a new home. The Oakland Raiders have signed the free agent quarterback recently released by the Lions to save the team around $4 or $5 million in cap space. Nevin Lawson has agreed to a one-year, $3 million deal with the Raiders. What a weird offseason it has been for the Raiders. Mike Mayock is their general manager now. Of course, ex of the NFL Network and NBC and the Notre Dame coverage. They've gone out. They've traded for Antonio Brown. The other day they signed Vontaze Burfict, and now they get Nevin Lawson in the fold for $3 million on a one-year deal. Nevin Lawson, I always thought, was a pretty solid cornerback, and I know Pro Football Focus has always liked him. There's always that joke. Nevin Lawson, I believe, has started something like 75 games for the Lions at cornerback and has never intercepted a pass. It's a streak that I'm certain he's not real happy about and proud about. But this was a good guy, a good soldier that was a Martin Mayhew draft pick and made himself into a starter. And now he heads to the AFC and the Oakland Raiders. And I think that's a pretty good value for a guy like that, a one-year, $3 million deal. And what we're seeing right now, especially around the free agent picture, at least here in at the end of week two of free agency, is that many players are taking one-year deals for a low salary. And that's why when you look at the Lions having like between $27 and $30 million to play with in free agency, or at least under the cap right now, before the rookies get signed and they have to get drafted first, you wonder where that money's going to go and what the Lions are going to do with that money, and whether a trade is on, is down the pike, or some sort of signing that will surprise you. And I certainly thought that there was a chance that maybe the Lions could get in on the Justin Houston sweepstakes, the defensive end slash outside linebacker who was recently released by the Kansas City Chiefs for cap reasons. Houston at age 30, I just think could really help the Lions and could be another guy off the edge. Well, today, Justin Houston, I don't think anybody's surprised because they have a ton of money to spend, the Indianapolis Colts do. But Justin Houston got a two-year, $24 million deal with the Colts. Now, if you recall, the Colts general manager is Chris Ballard, who was an assistant GM with the Chiefs years ago, so he has experience with Justin Houston. But that's one I look at and say, oh, man, that would have been one that got away. I would love, absolutely love, for a guy like Justin Houston to come aboard and be there for the Lions. So give the Colts credit. They have a lot of money to spend. Again, they had about $70 million under the cap right now. So that's big-time dollars for maybe a declining player at $12 million a year. But you look where the Lions are. Why not spend that money on a guy like Justin Houston at a position of need? Instead, he goes to Indianapolis and signs a two-year, $24 million contract with the Colts today. That first reported by Adam Schefter. I said this yesterday, and I will repeat myself. I'm still interested in what the Lions are thinking about at right guard. And I'm also very interested in seeing what the Lions are thinking about at backup quarterback. Those are two spots that seem unfilled at this moment. And I understand the Lions have some guys that could play right guard, that they could plug in there. And there will be a competition certainly at right guard. But we'll see what the Lions end up doing and how high they draft an offensive lineman coming up next month, in about a month from now. So we'll have to wait and see on that. So Logan Thomas in with the Lions, Justin Houston to the Colts, Nevin Lawson to the Raiders, Tavon Wilson takes a pay cut. We got to talk about something that I teased yesterday, and this was sent to me by my buddy Al, one of our loyal listeners, which I thought was very, very interesting. as Colin Cowherd from Fox Sports and, of course, FS1 and The Herd and everything else. And I like Colin. I met him at the Super Bowl years ago. Not going to tell you that I know this guy all that well or that I think, ask Colin Cowherd about me. He remembers me. I don't do that. I have a pretty good respect for him, and I think that he's, he's a pretty good host and does a pretty good job. Colin Cowherd yesterday on his show did the NFC North post-free agency predictions for 2019. And here's how they look. Chicago Bears, 10-6. Green Bay Packers, 9-7. Minnesota Vikings, 8-8. Detroit Lions, 5-11. Now, again, when you're doing a national radio show, and it's March, and it's kind of the dog days, you're not talking NHL hockey. No offense to you Wings nuts and Wing fans and hockey-nistas, as my guy Mike Valenti would say. You're not talking about the NBA right now because we got March Madness here. But on that Monday, Tuesday, before you get to March Madness or even Wednesday, you got to fill time. All right, you got to come up with football topics. You do. All right, that's one sports radio nugget or lesson that I'll teach you today. So I like this thought of, hey, let's do some post-free agency predictions now that we know who the Bears brought in, who the Packers brought in, who the Vikings have signed and brought back, like Everson Griffin, and let Sendejo and other guys go in free agency. The Detroit Lions, 5-11? I'm here to tell you that the Detroit Lions roster right here, right now, is better than it was a year ago. And yes, the Detroit Lions finished a very disappointing 6-10 this past season. Unacceptable. So you mean to tell me that after signing the likes of Trey Flowers and Danny Amendola and Justin Coleman, that the Lions are worse than they were a year ago? Am I missing something here? Jesse James, too. The Lions, to me, have a better team today than they had at the start, at the end of last season. Now, is Golden Tate not back anymore? No, he's gone and with the Giants, and congratulations to Golden. I don't know what he's doing. He's going to live in New York. That's what he's doing. Him and his wife and their little kids are going to be in Manhattan and have a blast. All right, great place to live. Golden's going to market the shit out of himself, and he's going to make some extra cash. But the New York Giants are a laughingstock. But Golden Tate's gone. Ziggy Ansah's gone. TJ Lang's gone. Glover Quinn's gone. Those were all aging players. TJ, I would have loved to have seen back. Quinn, we saw him decline last year. Amendola, is he as good as Golden? No. But they've made some upgrades. I think they're going to be better in the secondary already. I think Tracy Walker is going to be pretty good. Trey Flowers up front, starting on that D-line with A'shaun and Deshaun Hand and Snacks and whoever else they bring in to rush the edge. Maybe Devon Kennard can get some, there'll be less double teams. Who knows? Maybe Okwara goes for double-digit sacks this year. But I look at the post-free agency predictions and see Colin Cowherd say 5-11. The Lions will have an even easier schedule because they finished in last place in the division this past season. 5-11? You guys agree or disagree with that? Would love to hear from you at Derry Speaks on Twitter or the Matt Derry Facebook fan page. Surprised at that prediction. It's very easy to rip on the Lions and, do that routine. But that one I'm not so sure about. Hey, Locked On Pistons with Matt Shook. Check out that podcast each and every day right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Pistons starting a West Coast trip. What does Matt Shook think of the team? What's going on right now? It's all right here on Locked On Pistons. Check out Matt Shook's Locked On Pistons on the Locked On Podcast Network. Welcome back to the program. Draft Wire's Justin Mello. Don't know who that is, but a hat tip to our friends at Lions Wire and Jeff Risden for pointing this out today. The Lions, of course, will have a bunch of visits and people coming in for visits to Allen Park. I think they get, I'm not sure if it's 20 or 30 guys that they're allowed to bring in for a workout and interview in Allen Park before the draft. But according to Draft Wire's Justin Mello, the Lions within the next week will be talking to Kentucky cornerback Derek Beatty. He is one of the Lions' official pre-draft workouts. Beatty, cornerback, 6'2", 200 pounds, has played both man and zone coverages for Kentucky. Didn't run the 40 at the combine to post a below-average agility numbers in Indianapolis. Played in the East-West Shrine Game this past year. Had an interception that he dropped in the East-West Shrine Game. He's anticipated to be likely a 5th to 7th round prospect. Now, remember, just because the Lions work out Justin Beatty or whomever in Allen Park doesn't mean that they're going to draft him. Frank Ragnow had no idea that the Lions were going to take him, and they drafted him in the first round last year. But we got to give you news and notes and tell you what's going on with the team. And this will be, in fact, one of the guys that the Lions bring in for a workout is Justin Beatty, cornerback from the Kentucky Wildcats. So we'll see what comes of it. And we'll see where the Lions go in terms of need. I don't know what they're going to do at number 8. There's some days I think it's going to be the tight end. There's some days I think it's going to be best player available, no matter the position and what they think. And it could be a defensive player. I'm still sitting here telling you that I'm hopeful that the Lions address the linebacker spot and get another speed guy in here. And if Devin White is there at 8, oh, pretty please take him. But I think right now the Lions are in better shape, and I like the roster through free agency so far and what this team is doing. So I will disagree with Colin Cowherd, and we'll see who some of the other names that pop up will be very, very soon. I thought it was very interesting today. I saw that Drew Locke, the rookie quarterback, the pride of Missouri, has had some conversations with the Lions. I thought that was a very, very interesting. But again, it's my guess is it's the Lions doing their due diligence, certainly on somebody like Drew Locke, who, you know, I don't see the Lions taking a quarterback, nor do I see them taking Drew Locke at any point in this draft. I see him being sort of a middle-of-the-pack type guy. Missouri quarterback Drew Locke told Move the Sticks and Steve Wyche that he has met with or will meet with the Giants, Dolphins, Washington, L.A. Chargers, Broncos, and the Lions. Drew Locke meeting with the Lions. I think it's mostly a smokescreen. That could have been a meeting that took place at the Combine when everybody is there. Just throwing that out there. Drew Locke talked to the Lions. Could you imagine if the Lions took Drew Locke at number 8 or traded down and took Drew Locke in the first round? This city would be buzzing. All right, that'll wrap things up for Locked On Lions for another edition on this Thursday into Friday. Don't forget, thanks for listening. Remember, you can subscribe to this show on the new Himalaya Podcast app, as well as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. And when you get in your car, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Lions. We'll talk to you again next week.